sweet, it's so good to eat. Yes, we have it every day. We sing this song, it will make us strong, and it makes us shout, hooray! It's good for growing babies and grown-ups too, to eat. For all the family's breakfast, you can't beat cream of wheat.
Cream of wheat, the great American family cereal, presents Let's Pretend. Well, thank you for that nice welcome, and hello, pretenders. Well, you're set for a story? I said it, didn't I? All right, Gwen, Sybil, what comes in the story department?
Well, the story is Thumbelina, Uncle Bill.
And it's Miriam Wolf's turn to suggest how we travel to Let's Pretend Land.
Well, how about some giant ducks?
Oh.
Ducks are okay by me. Everybody all set?
Yeah, come on.
One, two, three. Every man for himself. Straight over, Let's Pretend. Stop at the story of Thumbelina. Fly away, Duck. If you'll pardon the pun, Uncle Bill, I wouldn't duck out on a trip like this for the world. Fun, isn't it?
You bet it is, Sybil. And I just have a hunch that you don't duck cream of wheat at breakfast time either. And that's because most happy, healthy boys and girls like you take to that smooth, tempting cream of wheat like a duck takes to water. And flavor, man, oh man. Just wait till you try it. Do that tomorrow morning. Eat a better breakfast, feel better all day. Get a better start the cream of wheat way. And don't forget, our special cream of wheat game comes right after the first act of today's story, Thumbelina. Once upon a time, in the kingdom of singing flowers, a fairy queen gave a magic seed to Marilyn, a mortal lady. Our story begins the following morning in Marilyn's living room.
Oh, Mistress Marilyn, Mistress Marilyn, come here quickly.
What is it, Katie?
The magic seed the fairy queen gave you. Look, it's blossomed.
Oh, into a golden tulip.
Yes. Oh, how pretty. I'm going to kiss you, you pretty golden tulip. There. Well, look, Mistress Marilyn, something's happening.
Why, Katie, the tulip is opening.
Hello. Oh, saints be praised. Look, Mistress Marilyn, look at that little bit of a girl standing in the tulip big as life.
Oh, my goodness. Are you giant?
Can I believe my eyes? Oh, you darling little girl, who are you and where did you come from?
Why, the fairy queen sent me to you. You said you wanted a little child. Here I am.
You mean you were inside the golden tulip?
Oh, yes. I'm very comfortable here. It's soft and roomy, and the petals fold up and keep me warm.
Why, you're no bigger than half my thumb. What's your name, darling?
The fairy queen didn't say anything about a name. Do all mortals have names?
Of course, dear. Where'll we find a name good enough for the mice?
I still call her Thumbelina, Katie. Because, as I said, she's no bigger than my thumb. And she could hide in a thimble. Thumbelina it is.
And a fine name it is for her, too, Mistress Marilyn.
Thumbelina. Is that my name?
Yes, my darling. And now, Katie, what shall we use for a cradle for her?
Oh, well, no, how about the hand-painted teacup with the roses on it?
Oh, no, it's much too big.
Oh.
Oh, I know. Get me half a walnut shell.
Oh, yes, Mum, the very thing, Mum.
And then we'll line it with violet blossoms. They're soft and silky.
Oh, yes, I'd like that. And may I have a rose petal for my pillow? I always slept on one at the fairy's house.
A rose petal for a pillow, of course.
Oh, I'm so sleepy. I think I'll take a nap. Will you excuse me, please? Good night.
Good night, Thumbelina. Sleep well in your flower cradle.
Thumbelina
messenger, Bumblebee.
But where am I?
I found you asleep in a lady's slipper, and I stole you.
What do you intend to do with me?
I'm going to take you to the Royal Bumblebee Palace.
Oh, no, no. Oh, don't take me away, please.
Don't argue with me, little one. I've had my orders direct from the King Bee himself. Get on my back and hold tight. Come now.
No, put me down. I don't want to go. Put me down. Put me down.
Husband, someone is coming.
Quiet, everyone. Look, bees, here comes our messenger. What is that he carries?
It looks like a maiden, a mortal. And yet so tiny, she rests on only one of his wings.
Oh, most royal bee king, see what I have brought for you.
Put me down, you ugly bug, put me down.
What is this tiny creature, messenger bee, and who is she?
A bride for your son, the prince bee. Is she not exactly what you were looking for? Is she not beautiful, queen bee?
Why, I don't like her at all. She hasn't wings. She hasn't feelers. She has only two legs. I think she's ugly.
I don't care what you think. I want to go. Put me down.
You're quite right, Queen Bee. We can't use a mortal, however small she may be. Let her go.
What's to become of me now? Where shall I go?
That's your problem. Now run along. You're not suited to the bee kingdom. Run along.
I think you're all horribly rude people, and I wouldn't live here for anything in the world.
No wings.
No feelers.
No use.
Let me come in. I'm frozen.
Well, come in. My goodness, you're a tiny girl. This is no kind of weather for such a little person as you. Come in, come in.
Oh, I'm so cold. And that snow, every flake of it tumbled me over. Who are you, please?
I'm Mrs. F. Mouse. The F is the field. I've lived in this cornfield for years. What did you say your name is?
I'm Thumbelina, Mrs. Mouse, and I've been lost for days.
Oh, poor little girl.
And now winter has come, and I can't stand the cold. Oh, please, dear Mrs. Mouse, may I live here with you?
Oh, well.
I'll be very good, and I'll work if only you'll let me stay.
Well, why not? You're so little, you can't be much help. But then you won't be much trouble. So come along. Here, sit on this thimble by the fire and watch me while I make some pudding for dinner.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind. And your house is so cozy and clean. Oh, dear Mrs. Fieldmouth, I'm truly grateful.
Say, Uncle Bill, isn't there some kind of special celebration coming up this next week? Some holiday or something?
Hey, audience, do you happen to know what the big event is next Friday? You're right, pretenders. And this morning, it's a big 4th of July game that promises to be the poppinest, banginest sound effect game we ever played. Now, first, tell me, What kind of sound does a skyrocket make? Yes, well. And remember, once you touch off your appetite with a taste of that smooth, delicious cream of wheat, brother, you'll skyrocket to a brand new high in eating enjoyment. Yes, sir, that super tempting cream of wheat flavor will take you right out of this world. Okay, pretenders, now let's hear you make like a pinwheel. That's it. Perfect, perfect, audience. And if you have been spinning around like a pinwheel looking for a dish that hands you bodybuilding nourishment, just give Enriched 5-Minute Cream of Wheat a whirl. It's that great breakfast treat that gives you iron, calcium, phosphorus, vitamin B1, hard-driving food energy, and more of these famous food elements than any other cereal at a cost of less than a penny a bowl. And now, audience, to wind up our game with a real bang, let's hear you come through with the sound of a giant cannon cracker. Great. And remember, for a bang-up breakfast dish that's fairly popping with food power and busting with flavor, help yourself to that 100% red, white, and blue American favorite, cream of wheat. Get Enriched 5-Minute All-Regular Cream of Wheat at your grocer's today. It's way up in flavor. It's way down. It's plenty smooth. Thanks a lot, audience. And now back to today's story, Thumbelina. After being stolen by the bumblebee and then rejected by the bee kingdom, poor Thumbelina finds a home with Mrs. F. Mouse. The F is for field. Months have passed, and we find them in the cozy kitchen talking.
Thumbelina.
Yes, Mrs. Mouse.
Do you know who's coming over to see us today?
No.
Who? Oh, well, you know, I've spoken so often of my rich neighbor who wears the very beautiful fur coat, and the one who has an underground palace of hundreds of rooms.
Oh, yes, I remember. What did you say his name was?
Mr. A. Mole. He's a very charming person, and he's rich, too. He can give you a beautiful home, take good care of you, and it will make me very happy if you will consent to marry him.
Oh, Mrs. Mouse, you've been kind to me all the time I've been here. Oh, but please, I don't want to marry anyone.
There's Mr. Mole. I guess he's finally finished the tunnel from his home to our front door. Come in, Mr. Mole. Come in.
How do you do, Mrs. Mouse? My goodness, it's been a long time since we met.
Yes, hasn't it? Mr. Mole, yes? This is my dear little companion, Thumbelina.
How do you do, Mr. Mole?
Oh, my goodness, you are tiny, huh? Well, you come just to my shoulder, don't you?
I was telling Thumbelina about your lovely home, Mr. Mole.
Would you like to come with me now and see it?
Oh, yes, I would.
Oh, well, then come along. Oh, by the way, Thumbelina.
Uh-huh.
Now, don't be frightened, but there's a dead robin in the passageway. I didn't take the time to have him removed. Now, don't let it startle you. Now, come along now.
Lead the way, Mr. Mole.
Now, step down there, Mrs. Mouse.
Oh, all right. Thumbelina will have to jump.
There you are. Oh, there's the little dead robin.
Now, wait. I'll kick it out of the way.
Oh, no, don't. Please. Let me bury him.
What? A silly bird, and you want to take the trouble to bury him?
Oh, please, I do. Perhaps he was the one who sang to me so sweetly in the woods all summer, before Mrs. Mouse let me live with her. Oh, please, Mr. Mole, take him.
Very well, if you really want to.
Really, go on.
Now, we'll leave the door open so you can find your way.
As soon as you bury it, come to Mr. Mole, Thumbelina. You just follow the tunnel. You can't get lost. Hurry up.
Yes, Mrs. Mole.
All right.
Oh, you poor little bird. How sorry I am. Such pretty wings. And your big, soft eyes. They're so still and dull. Look, little robin, I'll cover you with this pussy willow quilt I wove myself. There. The cold ground won't touch your pretty feathers. Oh, I wish you weren't so still and cold. If my hands weren't so little, perhaps I could warm you back to life. What do I hear? Oh, little robin, can it be? Are you alive? Oh, you pretty, pretty bird. Oh, how wonderful.
Thank you, little lady. Thank you. The warmth of your coverlet brought me back to life. I was completely numb from the cold. But now I can sing with joy once again because you saved my life.
Oh, little robin, stay here and let me nurse you back to health.
Oh, no. No, I couldn't. A big fellow like me and you so tiny.
Oh, please. I can make you a warm little nest on the floor and care for you until you're well. Oh, please, my friend. Let me help you.
Your kindness to me is more than I deserve. But if you really want me to, I shall stay. And I'll be very grateful.
Oh, I'm glad. And now, will you sing to me your song of spring?
Of course. I'm so happy I couldn't help it if I tried.
Oh, how sweet. Sing it again and again. Well, my dear, speaking of good friends, Mr. Mole asked me again today for your hand in marriage. And I told him you would accept.
Oh, Mrs. Mouse, you didn't.
I did, my dear. There's no use in your being a silly little girl any longer. You're old enough to be married, and you should be. Mr. Mole can offer you every luxury.
Oh, but Mrs. Mouse, while I'm grateful to you, I just couldn't.
Thumbelina, now listen, you will obey me. Now, I've been patient long enough. At the first sign of spring, we will have a wedding feast, and you will marry Mr. Mole. Really, you should be very proud to be the wife of a man who wears such a handsome fur coat every day in the year.
But I don't love him.
Nonsense. You'll marry him and be a good wife to him. So dry your eyes now and start to weave the cloth for your wedding dress. Spring is not far away.
May I come in, Mrs. Mouse?
Oh, why, certainly, Mr. Mole. I was expecting you.
Is Thumbelina dressing for the ceremony?
Yes. She is the loveliest bride I have ever seen.
Oh, what I wanted to ask you. Will you come over and see if the Frog Orchestra is properly arranged to play the wedding march?
Of course. Thumbelina, I'm going to Mr. Mole's. I'll be back in a minute.
All right, Mrs. Mouse.
Mind now. Hurry up and get into your wedding gown. It's nearly time for the ceremony.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Mouse. Oh, spring. Never have you seen such an unhappy girl. Why? Why must I marry a person I don't love and to live in that darkened palace? Blue skies, goodbye. What do I hear? Can it be that... Oh, it is. Oh, my little robin friend. Oh, Robin, welcome, welcome.
Hello, Thumbelina. I'm so glad to see you. Spring is here, and I could hardly wait to see you again. How are you, my little friend?
Miserable.
Why?
Because they're making me marry someone I don't love.
Thumbelina, do you want to go with me to a magic country? Shall I take you back to your own native land where you'll be among people like yourself?
Oh, Robin, yes.
I would give anything to be back with them. How can I do it?
Get on my back. I'll take you. Get on my back quickly. Here comes Mrs. Mouse.
All right.
Hold on to my feathers. Tight now. I don't want the wind to blow you off.
All right. Hurry.
To the magic land I told you about. There it is, just ahead.
Where? I can see nothing but blue sky and the tops of trees.
Look down there. See all the flowers blooming?
Oh, I can't. It makes me dizzy. Oh, now I see.
Hold tight. I'm going to fly straight down. Here I go. Hold on.
Lovely flowers, beautiful colors. But what else, Robin?
Here, come with me. Can you climb up this tulip stem?
Oh, yes, if you'll help me just a little.
There you go. All right, now. Open the petals, Your Majesty.
Oh, Robin, look. The petals are opening. Remember now, I used to live in a golden tulip, just like this.
Greetings, Robin. We were expecting you. But look, who is this dainty little lady? Why, she's even smaller than I.
Your Highness, King of Flowers, this is Thumbelina.
Your Highness, I'm most happy.
Welcome, my princess. Oh, little Robin, you have brought me the princess of my dreams.
Oh, Your Majesty, you're very kind.
Oh, but it's true. Each spring when the tulips blossom, I have hoped to find you. And here you come to me out of the clear blue sky on the wing of a robin. What is your name, princess?
Mortals name me Thumbelina, but somehow it never seemed to suit me.
Will you live here, princess, and change your name to one of our kingdom?
To what, Your Highness?
Will you take the name of Maya?
Maya. It's a pretty name, but just what does it mean?
It means, in the language of the flowers and birds, all that is lovely in springtime. And in the language of the heart, I love you. Maya, princess, will you be my queen?
Oh, yes, Your Highness, I will. Oh, little Robin, call your friends. Give us your blessing in song.
May you live happily all the rest of your life.
Sing, little Robin. Sing for happiness.
And now, before we tell you about next week's exciting story, tell me, audience, what's the treat that appetizes and for cooking speed takes all the prizes? You said it, pretenders. That quick-to-fix and rich 5-minute cream of wheat cooks to full digestibility even for babies in just 5 minutes of boiling. Now, that's what I call speed. And as for flavor, well, what do you say we let you be the judge tomorrow morning? Help yourself to cream of wheat and get that cream of wheat feeling. Remember,
for all the family's breakfast, you can be cream of wheat.
The pretenders for today were
Sybil Trent,
Thumbelina,
Betty Jane Tyler,
Mistress Marilyn,
Anne-Marie Geyer,
Katie the maid,
Miriam Wolfe,
the Bee Messenger,
Jack Grant,
Mrs. Field Mouse,
Daisy Alden,
Mr. A. Mole,
Bob Reddick,
the King Bee,
Arthur Anderson,
the Queen Bee,
Gwen Davies,
the King of the Flowers,
Kingsley Colton,
the Robin,
Albert Alley.
The bird imitation was by Henry Boyd. The original music was composed and conducted by Maurice Brown. Let's Pretend is written for radio by Nyla Mack and directed by Albert Ward. Now, if you live in or near New York and you'd like to see a broadcast of Let's Pretend, drop a postcard to Cream of Wheat, CBS, New York, for your free ticket. Would you be surprised if your brother turned into a fawn when he drank water out of a small brook and then started to talk? What would you do when the king and his hunters came through the woods and shot arrows at the fawn? Would you like to hear what happened back at the king's palace and how the wicked witch mother of the brother and sister did all in her power to destroy them? Then listen next Saturday to the story of how the kindly king, through his love for the sister, returned the fawn to human form and brought the witch mother to justice in the story of Brother and Sister. This is Bill Adams saying, remember to eat Cream of Wheat, great American family cereal. CBS, Columbia Broadcasting System.